This is CICK News. In the Smithers Chamber of Commerce building on Tuesday, March 18th, a small group gathered for a bracelet-making workshop to celebrate Neurodiversity Week. Neurodiversity Celebration Week began in the UK back in 2018 by a teenager who saw a gap in community gatherings and wanted to create events that were aimed to people who experienced neurodiversity. So what is neurodiversity? Well, depending on how our brains are wired, we think, move, and process information and communicate in different ways. Many people in our community use neurodiversity as an umbrella term used to describe alternative thinking styles such as dyslexia, autism, and ADHD. Approximately 15 to 20% of the population has a neurological difference, and instead of labeling people with deficits or disorders, when we use the term neurodiversity, we take a balanced view of an individual's unique strengths and challenges. So I sat down at a table and enjoyed a little bit of company while keeping my hands busy making bracelets that are going to go back out into the community.
I feel amazing. I'm really excited to do something with my hands. It helps me in the middle of the workday, and the fact that these are being given out to people in the community members puts a double smile on my face.
Hi, I'm Lisa Kodu, and I'm with Brainbow Accessories here in Smithers.
We're here today at the Smithers Chamber of Commerce building for a bracelet making workshop. Can we start there, and can you explain why this feels like a good activity for Neurodiversity Awareness Week?
It's part of what's called the Love Heals Project, which is a grassroots initiative also between Brainbow and the Edge Learning Center. And the idea is just to spread some kindness in the community, where we get together and we make bracelets with meaningful messages. The intent is to bring people together in a very inclusive space. Mm-hmm. And the bracelets that we make today, everyone will go home with one, and the others that we make will pool and then gift out in the community at upcoming community events. So as part of Neurodiversity Week, it's really just about bringing people together in a space to just build that awareness about neurodiversity and mental health in a way where it's not, we're really trying to lean into the celebratory part where we're doing fun things together rather than it being a one-way information flow. This is just something we're open to feedback. By no means are all of these activities going to be inclusive for everyone. But the intent is to just appeal to bringing people together in a space that's like explicitly about neurodivergence and as much as we can accommodating those different needs.
So can I ask you to let me know some of the events that are coming up?
Okay. So on Thursday, we have Julie Chaplin, who's an art therapist in town, and Tashi Newman, who has an ADHD coaching business. They're running some fun workshops for kids, making fidgets. So there is a cost and a registration for those two activities. That's at the Edge Learning Center on Thursday in the morning and afternoon. The Child Development Center is hosting what they call a stay and play for kids up to age 6 and obviously for parents. And they're doing like a sensory fidget bottle make and take activity and just a chance for parents to connect and network together. On Friday, Brainbow is hosting a free bookmark making workshop. It's a beta bookmark, and Autism BC is sponsoring that. So it's free. You've got to register with Autism BC. So that's another fun activity. Immediately following that is a book reading by a local author and art therapist, Julie, who I mentioned. So she's self-published a couple of books, so she's going to be doing a reading and then an art activity for kids. So that's on Friday. And on Saturday, March 22nd, is the Color Vibe Silent Disco. So that's that's like the penultimate activity, bringing together people. And a silent disco is basically where there's headphones, those are provided, and there's three different DJs. And so you can tune in to the different channels, whichever one is suiting your vibe. And the room is quiet, right? Because everyone's listening to the music on their headphones. So that's happening at the Old Church, 7 to 11 p.m. And tickets are $20 for that.
Thank you to Sheena at the Chamber of Commerce and Lisa Kodu from Brainbow for facilitating this workshop. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.